Bachelor Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. It is Chris Bryan and Austin Price with you this Tuesday afternoon. Gosh, cannot believe it is already moving on Tuesday. Bands on the beach tonight, 7 o'clock. You don't want to miss it. It's always a good time over there. I know our folks from Cat Country put on a show every Tuesday night. So be sure and check it out. It's free. Bring along the coolers, the beach chairs, leave the pets and the glass at home. But it's always a good time. We'll be talking about that for the next couple hours. We'll also be giving you an opportunity to tap the News Radio app.
Yeah.
And that's what we're doing here. It's open right now. Go to our app. That's it right there. The News Radio app. You ready? And then the registration page pops up. Then you get excited. Fill it out. Send it in. Austin makes the announcement at 5:15 this afternoon. Two tickets going out for that FSU Kent State game, kickoff 2:30 this Saturday over at Doak Campbell. Go Noles.
Yes, and they should be hopefully another relatively easygoing win for them. I know Kent State's been struggling a lot the past few years especially.
All right, let's go ahead and dive into the three important things you need to know about this afternoon.
Number one.
Okay, an $8 million wastewater improvement project underway in Century. According to Mayor Ben Boutwell, infrastructure upgrades have not been addressed for really quite some time. The town is now in the process of updating water and sewer systems. The project includes four lift stations located at West Highway 4, Century Woods Apartments, the intersection of Pond and Jefferson Streets, and the Century Correctional Institution.
Number two.
And NHC forecasters predict two tropical waves will move off Africa this week. Invest 92L could potentially become Tropical Storm Gabrielle in a day or two. Spaghetti models show little effect on the U.S. as the tropical waves are likely to move north and east of the Bahamas. No activity expected in the Gulf next week.
Number three.
Representative Michelle Saltzman, in coordination with officials at the local, state, and federal levels, will conduct in-person office hours. This will happen on Friday from noon to 2 at the Ferry Pass Community Center on North 9th Avenue. The event is designed to support area residents with casework matters and offer individuals convenient access to county, state, and federal assistance. So they're going to try to help you out over there.
All righty. With us knocking on the door at 4:15, we'll go ahead and knock out our traffic and weather together. Brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see what we got here on the roads. Got our usual backups on I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. Also have some on 9 Mile Road, traveling westbound towards Kimstrand Road. And whether it be you're traveling east or west on Scenic Highway towards Olive Road, got some congestion over there. No confirmation of an accident or anything, though. Last major spot is going to be where we have an accident report on Navarre Parkway. This is going to be as you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for your weather, 85 degrees, going to be a low of 69 tonight. Sunny, mostly clear throughout the rest of your week, heading into your weekend. Highs are going to creep up as a result. Come Friday and Saturday, we'll be sitting at around 91.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, I want to remind you, Impact 100 Pensacola Bay Area is going to hold a finalist announcement tomorrow. This gets underway at 9:30 to reveal the finalist from this year's grant application pool. During the event, nonprofit organizations will be announced as finalists from Impact 100's five focus areas will be identified. The annual meeting will then get underway Sunday, October 19th. That's when Impact 100 will award $103,500 each to 12 nonprofit organizations in our community for a total impact of $1,242,000.
All right, and we've gotten results from the FHP's speed enforcement detail on Highway 97 in North Escambia from last weekend. The measure was taken due to concerns from the community about dangerous driving. In just 2 hours on Saturday morning, troopers stopped 10 vehicles for exceeding the 55-mile-per-hour speed limit between Molino and the Alabama state line, with no other violations noted. This enforcement followed a fatal accident on Highway 97 on Friday morning.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Deputies near Daytona Beach say a store clerk is in custody for gunning down an off-duty cop inside the store. Evan Brown reports from Miami.
Deputies in Volusia County, Florida, say off-duty police officer David Jewell was waiting inside a Circle K when clerk Eduardo Machado got a gun and just started shooting at him. It's all on store security recording, says Sheriff Mike Chitwood.
The most disturbing thing is when David goes down, the gun jams, and he stands over top of him, clears it, and then stands over top of him and fires a bunch more shots till he empties the clip.
Machado is now in custody for what Chitwood calls an assassination of the officer, though Machado's family tells deputies he's been diagnosed with a mental health disorder, and while he said he heard voices, they were not aware of him making threats. Machado has no criminal history. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And Florida could ban a controversial vaccine. Surgeon General Dr. Joseph Latipo recently said he wants the state to eventually ban the mRNA vaccine. And he said in a podcast published Sunday, the goal with the mRNA is for that to not be available to anyone. Latipo adds no one should be using that vaccine and that he didn't give a time frame for when he wants a ban enacted.
Afternoon, everybody. 418 News Radio 92.3. Trump administration is suggesting they will crack down against left-leaning groups they accused of promoting violence. Well, Florida Republican Representative Anna Paulina Luna says she's already taking action.
House Oversight Chairman Comer and myself actually sent a letter to the Treasury, to Scott Bessent, and actually asked him to freeze the assets of Neville Stingham, as he's one of these individuals that was funding largely some of these violent riots that took place most recently over the ICE raids.
And Florida is a good state for teachers. WalletHub compared all 50 states and the District of Columbia based on 24 key indicators of teacher friendliness. The data set ranges from teachers' income growth potential to the student-teacher ratio and public school spending per student. Florida ranks 14th on the list, Virginia at number one.
Okay, Ocean 11, back off. This thief at the happiest place on earth had his own plot and plan to get the cash from a restaurant there. We're talking about, of course, Disney.
Right.
Stephanie Bufamonte of WOFL, our friendly Fox affiliate down in Orlando, has the details from Lake Buena Vista.
The alleged thief seemed to be wearing some kind of swimwear before stealing thousands of dollars from the popular Disney Springs restaurant. Now detectives are trying to track down this unusual suspect. Someone in what appears to be a black swim cap, black ski mask, swimming goggles, rubber gloves, and all black clothing. A witness told officers the alleged robber had no shoes on either. According to the sheriff's office, the masked person walked into the manager's office at Paddlefish just after midnight on Monday. It took somewhere between $10,000 to $20,000. One woman told deputies she was in fear of her life. In Lake Buena Vista, Stephanie Buffamonte, Fox News.
All righty, 419 here. We'll take a quick break. But first, wanted to let you know, because we've been touching a lot on this situation, you know, a lot of people have been wanting some action to be taken, some, you know, memorials to be placed, all that. Well, New College of Florida says it has commissioned a statue of conservative activist Charlie Kirk to be erected. The college says private donors are paying for the statue, which it describes as a commitment to defend free speech and civil discourse. New College says it is planning a tribute to Kirk on October 18th. So there's some wholesome news for you. We'll take that quick break. We'll be back in just a few minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now. When we return, we'll get some of your hardest hitting national headlines for you, just like we do this time every hour, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Saturday, September 27th, come to the grand opening land sale at the Ranches at Creekside Preserve and get your gorgeous 20 to 50 acre estate in desirable Baldwin County on sale from only $139.9. That's right. Get 20 to 50 acres in Baldwin County from just $139.9 with excellent financing available. Ranches at Creekside Preserve features private large acreage tracts with beautiful woodlands, rolling meadows, and a peaceful creek, all surrounded by pristine natural beauty and abundant wildlife. It's your opportunity to live in Baldwin County, Alabama, one of the fastest-growing coastal counties in the U.S. due to low taxes and a low cost of living. Don't miss out. Come to the grand opening land sale at the Ranches at Creekside Preserve and get your gorgeous 20 to 50-acre estate in desirable Baldwin County on sale from only $139.9. Call 877-888-1415 or go to creeksidepreserveal.com. That's creeksidepreserveal.com.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. There are now over 150,000 lawyers in the state of Florida. However, less than 1,000 are board-certified civil trial lawyers. I am proud to say that I have been board certified since 1993. If you need help with any injury case, call me, Terrence A. Gross, at 850-434-3333 or visit us on the web at grossandschuster.com.
There are a lot of questions about roof replacement in the news lately, like insurance companies demanding replacement before they cancel coverage to companies not doing the job they said they were going to do. Make sure you tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel Thursday, as Quality Roofing Solutions will answer your questions. Find out what makes Quality Roofing Solutions the premier contractor in Florida Thursday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
Want to win tickets to Florida State home games? Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app. Tap that app to enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 92.3.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
423 News Radio 92.3. The Fed Reserve Board is meeting today and tomorrow with a vote tomorrow on interest rates. Look at those realtors light up. The eyes are going, yeah, baby, here we go. We're hoping that the rates drop for you.
We're hopeful.
We're going to give it a shot. Here's Chris Foster with the numbers.
The Trump administration is appealing to the Supreme Court, a ruling from the U.S. District Court of Appeals in D.C., that blocks the president from immediately firing Lisa Cook from the Fed's Board of Governors. He announced last month he was firing Cook over allegations of mortgage fraud that she denies. The president's been urging the Fed to lower interest rates and would appoint Cook's replacement. He does have one new member in place, with the Senate voting 48-47 to approve Fed Board nominee Stephen Miron, filling Adriana Kugler's seat. She resigned last month. Chris Foster, Fox News.
What's going to be interesting, the new guy's there and Cook is there as well for the vote tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I would love to be in the Fed Reserve boardroom. Oh, would I give anything to be a mosquito or something? I'd love to hear that.
Absolutely. Just about 425
yeah,
here.
You got things to do here, don't you? Traffic and weather together with Austin Price.
Yeah, brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Let's see what we got here. Luckily, not much outside of our usual spots, but there are several of those. If you are traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway passing Hurlburt Field, we got some very heavy congestion there. Also have some on Scenic Highway near at the intersection with Olive Road. That's also very difficult. Outside of that, your worst-looking spot probably going to be I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp. As for your weather, 85 degrees, going to be a low of 69 tonight. Sunny, mostly clear, heading all the way into your weekend. Highs creeping up anywhere from 88 to 91 over the next several days.
Okay, thanks a lot for having us on. This is News Radio 92.3. I bet you forgot I was going to bypass the stocks today.
I didn't, actually.
Hillary Barsky's in. She's got those numbers.
Stocks pulling back from record highs and ending lower in choppy trading. Investors remain cautious as the Fed kicks off its two-day policy meeting with a decision on interest rates delivered Wednesday afternoon. It's widely expected that the central bank will cut rates 25 basis points for the first time this year. And President Trump extending the deadline for the social media app TikTok to shut down to December 16th. The Dow winners, Amazon, Apple, and Caterpillar. The Dow decliners, United Health, Microsoft, and Sherwin-Williams. The Dow falling 126 points, the Nasdaq lower by 15, S&P 500 down 9. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Well, you heard Austin talking about the beautiful weather around here. I mean, we've got some good stuff, but some states aren't as fortunate as us, and those states are along the East Coast. They're experiencing stormy conditions, flooding. Big threat up in Virginia. Katie Byrne, she's in Virginia Beach this afternoon, had time to shoot this report to us on News Radio 92.3.
Rain is pouring, wind is ripping, and the skies are dark and gloomy for what's become the most direct coastal impacts to hit the area all summer. Almost 2 million people in Virginia and North Carolina are under a flood threat. Here in Virginia Beach, a second flash flood warning popped up early Tuesday afternoon after the city already picked up almost 4 inches of rain. Local residents are particularly concerned about tidal flooding. The conditions bad enough to move classes virtually for some students on the Outer Banks, and some schools in Virginia called for early dismissals Tuesday, as forecasters say the system is set to wrap up Wednesday, but there will still be a chance of scattered showers. In Virginia Beach, Virginia, Katie Byrne, Fox Weather.
And we want to give you another reminder that in a little over 45 minutes, we will be announcing today's winner for tickets to Kent State and Florida State happening this Saturday, kickoff at 2:30. To enter in to win these tickets, all you have to do is tap the News Radio app. Once you get our News Radio Pensacola app, which is absolutely free, the minute you open it, you're going to get a contest page pop up right in front of you. And that's where you enter your information, name, email, that sort of stuff. And you have until every day of the week, you have until 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. to do that. So you got a little over 30 minutes before the contest closes for this afternoon. And once again, I will announce the winner every day at 5:15.
Okay, President Trump signed an order directing the feds to deploy the National Guard in Memphis. Madeline Rivera has more from Washington.
The memo the president signed creates a task force from several federal agencies, including the Justice Department, Department of War, and Transportation Department, among others. It also authorizes the use of the National Guard with the support of Tennessee Governor Bill Lee, who was with the president in the Oval Office yesterday. President Trump says they will replicate the operation the administration carried out in D.C. And after Memphis, the president suggests they could target the Windy City. The president says Governor Lee, a Republican, requested federal help. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has warned against sending the National Guard in Chicago. President Trump indicated Pritzker's rejection might not matter to him at all.
And FBI Director Kash Patel's Senate hearing is over. Patel and Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee shouted at one another over subjects that included the Charlie Kirk situation along with the Jeffrey Epstein investigation. His handling of the Kirk investigation has faced scrutiny, with some noting that the suspected killer is behind bars, mainly because his father was the one who turned him in.
Yeah, their mamas that would be very disappointed in him, let me tell you. Mm. They'd be washing their mouths out with soap.
Like a Christmas story.
It wasn't fun to watch. It was a total breakdown in civility. It just was horrible watching these two guys yell at each other. Nancy Mace wants to censor a member of Congress following comments about Charlie Kirk. Well, this is interesting. Ryan Schmelz has the detail from Capitol Hill.
GOP Congresswoman Nancy Mace on the Fox Business Network's Mornings with Maria says she believes in the First Amendment, but words have consequences.
She should be admonished. And she should be reprimanded here in Congress.
Mace is sponsoring a resolution to censure Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar and strip the progressive squad member of her committee assignments after statements made about Charlie Kirk following his assassination. The Minnesota Democrat has accused Kirk of hateful rhetoric, being a reprehensible human being, and criticized Democrats of normalizing Kirk. Some Democrats have called the censure move political and an attempt to punish free speech. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Okay, let me just remind you, if you're in the market to buy or sell a home, numbers are looking good for you, maybe even better tomorrow after the Fed's announcement. Mortgage News Daily reporting, rates a little lower today, 30-year rates, fixed mortgage, 6.25%. That average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage, 5.71%. You got about half an hour to tap the app, the News Radio app. Win yourself some FSU tickets. Sports coming up in 5 on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. Prosecutors announcing a host of charges today against Charlie Kirk's accused killer, adding they will seek the death penalty against Tyler Robinson.
The defendant is believed to have targeted Charlie Kirk based on Charlie Kirk's political expression and did so knowing that children were present and would witness the homicide.
Utah County District Attorney Jeff Gray. House Republicans pushing a short-term spending package aimed at keeping Washington fully funded and averting a looming government shutdown at the end of the month.
The continuing resolution, or CR, would extend current government funding until November 21st. It's unclear if Democrats will support the bill, as many have been pushing for an extension of Affordable Care Act tax credit provisions.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. Democrats have since said they will not support that particular package. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Stayville. At every fill-up or when you store, start with Stayville. Visit sta-bil.com for more information. Rasheed Rice is serving a 6-game suspension as he pled guilty to 2 third-degree felony charges for causing injuries while driving a car at 119 miles per hour. And before the Chiefs lost to the Eagles, some Chiefs players thought it was a good idea to wear free 4 shirts for the deservedly so suspended teammate. And on Monday, Andy Reid said he had no issue with the shirts. The players wearing the shirts were idiotic, but Andy defending it is even dumber. I'm Zach Gelb.
If you've got a gas-powered engine, keep it running like new at every fill-up. Stable in-season protection is your engine's preventative medicine, cleaning and protecting the entire fuel system in-season. In outdoor power equipment, prevent gum and varnish buildup that could cause a rough or non-running engine. For cars and trucks, increase fuel efficiency and power by removing deposits, ensuring your engine's long-term health. Stable outperforms the competition in independent lab testing. So at every fill-up, start with Stable.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 8-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting offer, then head to abcmouse.com/radio to learn more. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
We're offering a promo at abcmouse.com/radio to try it for free for a month, then $14.99 per month until canceled. Go to abcmouse.com/radio to see this offer. That's abcmouse.com/radio. Actual ABC Mouse users compensated for their testimonials, sponsored by Age of Learning.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the County Emergency Operations Centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed, stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Want to score tickets to see Florida State take on Kent State University this Saturday? Tap the News Radio app.
Tap the app.
Just download our News Radio Pensacola app Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tap the app.
Tap the app.
For your chance to win.
Each day you enter brings you one step closer to being in the stands.
The winner will be announced live at 5:15 p.m. on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Download, then tap that app.
Tap that app.
The News Radio Pensacola app. And get ready for game day with News Radio 92.3.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Well, an $8 million wastewater improvement project is underway in Century. According to Mayor Ben Boutwell, infrastructure upgrades have not yet been addressed for several years. The town is now in the process of updating water and sewer systems. The project includes four lift stations located at West Highway 4, Century Woods Apartments, the intersection of Pond and Jefferson, and Century Correctional Institution.
Number two.
Okay, NHC forecasters predicting two tropical waves will move off Africa this week. Invest 92L could potentially become Tropical Storm Gabrielle in a day or two. Spaghetti models now showing little effect on the U.S. coastline as the tropical waves really likely to move north and east of the Bahamas. No activity is expected in the Gulf of America next week.
Number three.
And Representative Michelle Salzman, in coordination with officials at the local, state, and federal levels, will conduct in-person office hours on Friday from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. at the Ferry Pass Community Center on North 9th Avenue. This event is designed to support area residents with casework matters and to offer individuals convenient access to county, state, and federal assistance.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, ECUA has issued a precautionary boil water notice. This is for customers in the 3600 block of Bayou Boulevard, Kenyon Road, and service connections on Dean Road. The PBWN is issued because of a broken 8-inch water main. Yeah, contractor hit that main there. Caused a little bit of problems. Residents of the area are advised to boil water for 1 minute at a roiling boil. Two back tea samples have already been taken. The advisory will be lifted usually within 48 hours.
All right, and violent and weapon-related crimes have seen a significant drop in Atmore. Officials say it's nearly 50% lower than it was at the same time last year. Sergeant Daryl McMahon from the Atmore PD attributes the decline to the community's partnership with law enforcement and increased public engagement. Police say efforts like the new Explorer Mentorship Program for youth are fostering trust and cooperation, while Neighborhood Watch programs have led the community engaging more with officers.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
And everyone running in man coverage with their backs to Mayfield. They don't know that he's got
it. He takes it and just does what he does.
15 yards on 4th and 10. The Buccaneers alive.
On ABC and ESPN on 4th and 10 from their own 32-yard line with a minute 32 to play in Houston, trailing the Texans by 5 points. The Buccaneers got their first down with Baker Mayfield's 15-yard run, and the Bucs kept going.
Hot and in motion. They are going to run it. And a... no signal yet. Touchdown, Tampa Bay. Rashad White on top with 6 seconds to go.
On ABC and ESPN, the Buccaneers beat the Texans 20-19, improved their record to 2-0 for the fifth season in a row. Baker Mayfield threw for 215 yards and two touchdowns to Ryan Miller and Emeka Egbuka. The Texans got 207 passing yards and one touchdown from C.J. Stroud. Houston dropped to 0-2. The second Monday Night Football game in Las Vegas, the Chargers beat the Raiders 20-9. Justin Herbert threw for 242 yards and two touchdowns for Los Angeles, which improved to 2-0. Herbert connected for a 10-yard touchdown in the first quarter with Keenan Allen and a 60-yard bomb to Quentin Johnston in the second quarter. Raiders quarterback Geno Smith threw three interceptions. Las Vegas dropped to 1-1. Next Sunday, the Raiders will visit the Commanders. Washington quarterback Jaden Daniels may not play. He suffered a knee injury last Thursday that has his status in question. If Daniels is unable to play, Marcus Mariota would start versus the Raiders. Vikings quarterback J.J. McCarthy has a high ankle sprain suffered in Sunday night's loss to the Bears. McCarthy figures to miss 2 to 4 weeks. The Vikings will start Carson Wentz in McCarthy's place against the Bengals. Baseball, Kyle Schwarber hit his 53rd home run. The Phillies clinched the National League East, beat the Dodgers 6-5 in 10 innings. It's game on with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And speaking of the NFL here, the league says Tom Brady did not violate any rules by wearing a headset and sitting in the Las Vegas Raiders coach's booth during Monday Night Football against the Chargers. Wanted to give you some more details on this because league officials had to clarify. Brady's allowed in the coach's booth during games despite being a minority owner. Some restrictions do remain, though, including bans on attending practices or in-person production meetings.
Yeah, they second take that. Is that Tom Brady in that booth over there? I saw it. He was in the Raiders booth. Oh, well. Hey, listen, tap the News Radio app this afternoon. Whatever you're doing right now, not if you're driving, please.
Yeah, preferably not.
Please, not if you're driving. If you are, pull it over. Pull up the app. The registration page pops up. fill it out, send it in. Austin's going to announce your name at 5:15, and you'll have a smile on your face with tickets to see FSU Kent State. Saturday, kickoff 2:30 in Doak Campbell. Noel's looking great.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, Kent State looking great. Not great.
I am
it's
so
a perfect story.
I am so happy for that program. I am just so happy for that program. Let me just kind of throw this in here real quick. UWF this weekend, North Greenville University. Yeah, they're traveling north on Saturday. Kickoff scheduled at 6 p.m. NGU, by the way, is 1-1 this season.
All right. And Amazon Prime Video joining the official broadcast lineup for the PGA Tour's Masters Tournament beginning in 2026. As a new domestic streaming partner, they will stream 2 hours of live coverage during the first two rounds on Thursday and Friday before handing off to ESPN. On the weekend, Paramount Plus will stream early play in the final rounds, followed by CBS covering the rest of the tournament. The total primary broadcast and streaming hours will increase to 27, up from 18.
Interesting thing, and you and I have both followed in WNBA this year. WNBA is announcing its Rookie of the Year honors today. They've already been announced, I believe.
Yeah.
So, well, let me just rephrase it. The WNBA announced its Rookie of the Year honors earlier today. Jared Max has the story.
The number one overall pick in this year's draft, Paige Beckers from the University of Connecticut, won the WNBA Rookie of the Year Award Tuesday. Drafted by the Dallas Wings, Beckers averaged 19.2 points per game in her first professional season. She dished out 5.4 assists and 3.9 rebounds per game. Her totals among 36 games saw her register the third highest point total and third most assists by a WNBA rookie. She received 70 of 72 votes to win Rookie of the Year. 23 years old from Edina, Minnesota, Paige Beckers broke the WNBA single-game rookie scoring record in late August when she put up 44 points in a game against the Los Angeles Sparks. Jared Max, Fox News.
Here's today's health news.
Yeah, I had to get my tense right there, present tense and earlier tense, and make sure you knew that the story is right there. Well, a Senate judiciary subcommittee heard directly from parents who blame the influence of AI for their children's injuries and suicides. I saw a scrolling poll earlier, and the poll ranked 98% of parents think this way. Not even comparison. Here's Grinnell Scott with more.
Friends, Central Perk is opening a permanent location in Times Square. After years of pop-ups, the coffee house is described as a modern-day version of the crew's iconic hangout. Set to launch in the fall, the cafe will feature artisanal drinks and Friends-inspired bites. Curated by top chef Judge and James Beard winner Tom Colicchio, the new outpost, located at 7th Avenue and 47th Street, marks the second permanent Central Perk following the 2023 Boston opening. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Okay, there you go. Central Perk is back in gear. Oh, my
God. Just as we planned.
Absolutely. Things do work out around here. One food company says it's ditching some controversial sweeteners. This is going to drive a few people crazy. Jenny Casola has a story.
Tyson Foods says it will stop using high fructose corn syrup by the end of the year. It also will no longer use the artificial sweetener sucralose, preservatives BHA and BHT, and food coloring titanium dioxide. In addition to Tyson poultry and meat products, it makes other food brands, including Jimmy Dean, Ballpark, and Hillshire Farm. Earlier this year, Tyson removed petroleum-based synthetic dyes from its products, though the Trump administration has been pushing the food industry to make changes aimed at improving the health of Americans. Tyson says the decision was voluntary and it has been working in recent years to reduce food additives. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
And a University of Iowa professor being recognized for his groundbreaking research into a chronic disease. Michael J. Welsh, a professor of internal medicine at UI, is being awarded for transforming the lives of people with cystic fibrosis. His decades of work has led to a triple combination drug therapy now helping the vast majority of patients with cystic fibrosis live longer, healthier lives.
Okay, 445 News Radio 92.3, Austin Price looking at that weather and local traffic together.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see what we got here. There have been several issues. Luckily, none of them are anything you shouldn't expect. Got some backups on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Also got some at the intersection of Pine Forest Road and 9 Mile Road, and a little bit on Mobile Highway at the intersection with Blue Angel Parkway. Last major spot's going to be Navarre Parkway if you are traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field. As for your weather, sitting at around 85 degrees, low of 69 tonight. Sunny, mostly clear heading into your weekend, with highs ranging anywhere from 88 to 91 degrees.
Okay, you didn't hear Austin really mention much about rain in there, did you?
Nor should you have.
Good reason for that, because it's looking pretty good. Let's flip the tables here on the other parts of the country. Chance of flooding in the mid-Atlantic, heavy rain across much of the U.S. Senior meteorologist Janice Dean has more in this Fox weather forecast.
A lingering coastal low is bringing gusty winds, high surf, and the risk for flooding for parts of the mid-Atlantic states. Also, the chance of strong to severe thunderstorms with pockets of heavy rainfall for the northern and central plains. Southern California seeing the risk of heavy rain with a system offshore combined with the remnants of a tropical system in the Pacific, and above average temperatures spreading across much of the U.S. this week. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Well, Americans continued spending last month. There you go. Jenny Casola has more and the numbers.
Retail sales rose 0.6% in August, more than expected, and excluding autos, sales jumped 0.7%. Non-store retailers, online shopping increased more than 10%. Spending was up 6.5% at food and drinking places. Also, July's increase was revised higher to up 0.6%, helped by Amazon's Prime Day sale and competing discounts from Walmart and others. Consumer spending has been holding up despite cooler job growth, though layoffs have remained subdued. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. CNBC reports the upcoming framework agreement for TikTok will include new investors and existing ones in ByteDance. The deal is expected to close over the next 30 to 45 days. Drug maker Eli Lilly says they'll spend $5 billion to build a manufacturing facility in Virginia to help boost production for targeted cancer treatments. Eli Lilly said the facility will help increase domestic manufacturing of those targeted drugs. Versant is striking a multi-year media rights deal with League One Volleyball. USA Network will exclusively air the league's Match of the Week in primetime every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern. On Wall Street, stocks are lower today, with the Dow falling 125 points, the S&P 500 off the pace by 8, and the NASDAQ dropped nearly 15. Crude oil futures for October are up roughly 2%, under $65 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, how many, this is one for you, Austin. How many people actually watch sports? Have any idea?
Gosh, I mean, I don't know any approximate number, no.
Well, Jared Max, by golly, he's got the answer.
According to a poll conducted in late August by the Associated Press and Nork Center for Public Affairs Research, 51% of respondents, including 64% of women, said they do not follow sports very closely or closely at all. 49% do follow sports, including 62% of men. The poll found that sports fans are less likely to be cord cutters and that the public watches highlights and clips from games at around the same rate as full games. Nearly half of sports fans say they have either shared or received a password from a friend or family member to be able to stream a sports service. Around half of those who said they follow sports say they're dissatisfied with the cost of streaming and cable services. Margin of error in this AP Nork poll, plus or minus 3.8%. Jared Max, Fox News.
Yeah, that all sounds believable to me.
Well, I paid $4.99 a couple of weeks ago to watch the LSU game.
Right.
On
Sling?
Sling, there you go. Mm. They have this special thing, and you know, you could. So I watched the FSU game, I watched the LSU game, blah, 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 blah. Mm. So the games that the other broadcast networks were trying to pawn off on you to watch, well, I went to watch what I wanted to watch and paid $4.99. I thought I got a good value right there.
Hey, Sling, if you ever want a sponsorship collaboration, I can send you our sales rep. And Bed Bath & Beyond is buying the Kirkland's home name from the brand House Collective. The $10 million deal announced yesterday will convert existing Kirkland's home locations into Bed Bath & Beyond stores. The company has been attempting to rebuild after declaring bankruptcy back in 2023.
Well, President Trump is filing a $15 billion defamation and libel lawsuit against the New York Times. Guess these big boys haven't learned yet. Boy, CBS had to pay $16 million or something like that recently, and
I can't remember the number. They had to pay a ton.
A lot of money going out for what do they say? Loose lips sink ships, something like that. Gary Baumgarten has this report.
In the Post, the president accuses the Times of a decades-long method of lying about your favorite president, as well as his family, businesses, MAGA, and the nation as a whole, noting that the paper endorsed Kamala Harris, the president concluding that it has become a virtual mouthpiece for the, quote, radical left Democrat Party. Trump has previously sued other major news outlets. No immediate comment from the New York Times. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Honda's recalling thousands of Acura vehicles over a power steering problem. Now, that could be a problem.
Yeah, I'd argue so.
I would get that car in as fast as possible. Jeff Manasso has the report.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says over 17,000 of 2025 Acura RDX vehicles are being recalled due to a potential issue with the power steering that may cause it to enter a fail-safe mode, shutting down power steering and increasing the risk of a crash. At this point, no reports of injuries. Dealers will reprogram the electronic power steering for free. NHTSA says VIN numbers of the 2025 Acura RDXs involved in the recall are now searchable on its website. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Just about 4:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with one final check of your roads and weather for you this hour, followed by some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines for you right here on this Tuesday afternoon edition of News Radio 92.3.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Hey, listen to this. All I needed was a new starter. Got a great deal on eBay. Did it myself.
Yeah, that's cool. But how about the soft purr of an upgraded exhaust when it fits just right?
For me, it's the little things, like these new windshield wipers from eBay I installed. From small fixes to big upgrades, eBay has all the parts you need at prices you'll love, guaranteed to fit every time. eBay, things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
ADX Communications, the family-owned broadcaster behind Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola, and Pensacola's Playlist, is looking for our next great electronics technician. You'll handle the installation, maintenance, and repair of studio and transmitter gear, network systems, and more, keeping our award-winning radio stations sounding their very best. We offer competitive pay, medical, dental, and vision coverage, a 401k with company match, plus paid vacation and holidays. If you have the skills, the drive, and the passion for serving our community, apply now at catcountry987.com. That's catcountry987.com. ADX Communications, serving our communities and looking for you. If you love electronics, reach out today. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
Right now.
4:55. Okay, go ahead. Heads up, Pensacola. Austin Price. rocking out with us today, looking at that weather, local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation has been at the forefront of inflammatory bowel disease research and care for over 50 years. Learn more about research, education, and support at crohnscolitisfoundation.org. Let's see. Looking at the roads here. It's been several spots giving us trouble, but none that should really drop your jaw to the floor. We got some backups on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing the Hurlburt Field area. Also have some on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp. And a little bit at the intersection of Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway. Last major spots are going to be Davis Highway, right as you're about to merge with Scenic in front of UWF's main entrance, and Highway 90 traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard. As for your weather, it's 85 degrees, low of 69 tonight. Sunny, mostly clear throughout the rest of the week, with highs sitting anywhere from 88 to 91 degrees.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Okay, before we get into this, 5 minutes away from tapping the app. Yep, tap the News Radio app. Deadline 5 o'clock this afternoon. This is for tickets for the FSU Kent State game Saturday, 2:30 over at Doak Campbell. Just go ahead and access the app. Tap the News Radio app. Page is going to come up, the registration page, that is, will pop up on you. Fill it out, orchestrate it, engage it, send it back to Austin. He's going to tell you the winner at 5:15 this afternoon. Good luck, win those tickets, FSU Kent State, Saturday, 2:30 at Doak Campbell. And you know what, Austin? The Coachella lineup has finally been announced.
Really?
On Southern California. Michelle Polino has the information.
The lineup is out for the 2026 Coachella Valley Music and Arts Festival. Sabrina Carpenter will headline Friday, Justin Bieber takes Saturday, and Carol G closes out Sunday during the two-weekend event in mid-April. Friday's bill includes Teddy Swims, Cat's Eye, and Nine Inch Noise. Saturday features The Strokes, Addison Rae, Somber, and David Byrne. Sunday brings Young Thug, Big Bang, Lofty, Major Lazer, Iggy Pop, and FKA Twigs, among others. All three headliners come off massive years. Carpenter recently dropped her seventh album, Man's Best Friend, last month. Bieber released Swag. Passes go on sale Friday with YouTube returning as the live stream partner. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And Hollywood stars paying tribute to legendary actor Robert Redford. He passed away today at his home in Sundance, Utah, at age 89. Jane Fonda, one of the more prominent names to not only share her thoughts but also have a deep history with Redford, she shared that she can't stop crying after the loss of her former co-star.
Okay, it's been 45 years since one of the greatest upsets in sports history. You know what I'm talking about here. Mm. Now, Congress is honoring the legendary Miracle on Ice hockey team.
Really?
Jim Craig and all those guys. Ted Linder has the story.
The House has passed the Miracle on Ice Congressional Gold Medal Act, awarding the 1980 U.S. Olympic men's hockey team with congressional gold medals. The bill now heads to President Trump's desk for signature. Lawmakers say the team's shocking victory over the Soviet Union and eventual gold medal was more than a game. It was a moment of national unity and pride during the Cold War. The U.S. then defeated Finland to win the gold medal. It's the last time the U.S. has won gold at ice hockey. Representative Tom Emmer called it a symbol of grit, determination, and hope. Fellow Representative Elise Stefanik added, "It's a moment that future generations should never forget." Ted Lindner, Fox News.
Yeah, Chris, I was just telling you while he was talking there, you don't have to be a huge hockey fan to understand the political tones and the patriotism associated with that moment.
Oh, it was an amazing, amazing event.
Mm-hmm. And
how about patriotism?
Yes.
There you go.
And here's something sports-related that may not be as iconic. The son of NBA legend Michael Jordan reaching a deal with prosecutors to avoid criminal charges stemming from his February DUI arrest in Florida. Yes, this is another...
We go from a hero to a guy dealing drugs. Go ahead. Well,
DUI.
Oh, excuse me.
TMZ reports the agreement includes a 12-month pretrial intervention program that could lead to dismissal of charges against Marcus Jordan for DUI, ketamine possession, and resisting arrest. Wow, so there was more to it than I thought. As part of the deal, Jordan must complete 5 hours of community service, submit to random drug testing, and install an ignition interlock device on his car.
I will tell you, less than 60 seconds from right now, we're going to close out today's Tap the App.
Yeah.
Actually, it's Tap the News Radio App. Tickets out, going out, FSU, Kent State, 2:30 Saturday. Doak Campbell, be there, be square. It's going to be a great game. Hey, Noles are hot right now. Mm-hmm. So go ahead. You have about 30 seconds and count. 5:15 this afternoon. Austin will, in 15 minutes from now, Austin will announce the winner of those tickets, those FSU tickets. We're going to do two pairs tomorrow.
Yes.
Two Bears coming up tomorrow, so get ready for that. We'll be back in 12 minutes talking about some winners and some more information. This is News Radio 92.3.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.